AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and welcoming you to Texas Outdoor News. By the way, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as the Lone Star State tries to dry out a little bit from the last round of rains.
Wow.
Hopefully continue to warm up. Because we've got some fishing to do.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, coming up, we've got our guest, Craig Bonds, Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director. Craig's going to be here to give us the state of our lakes and streams and rivers, along with discussing some of the regulatory changes that have been proposed, and along with other updates. Plus, we've got some news, national as well as here from the Lone Star State. So a big show headed your way. So y'all stick around and remember.
Yeah, let's get started.
Yeah, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, your reliable information source for the great outdoors.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We certainly appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right at the top, the end of this week, I've never been to London, but it seemed to be what I would think London would be like, you know, kind of damp, cool,
yeah, very
dreary,
much so. I have been
drizzly.
It is, yes.
That was what it's like?
Scotland,
okay.
Yep. Yep.
There are parts of the old Republic of Texas that have gotten snow, like over toward Angel Fire and Red River,
right?
You know, Taos, and
yeah. But I mean, how about snow in Vegas? I mean, great. And they went. I mean, friends of mine there, you know, Facebook,
right?
The world's going to end. They go crazy because they're not prepared for it. They're not even prepared for a drizzle. I was there one time on a business trip, and it drizzled,
right?
and just drizzling flooded a bunch of the underground parking lots.
Oh, I know.
Because they're not set up for rain. You know, it's crazy.
And the amount of rain that they received, what was like 3-4 inches or something like that? Yeah. I mean, we're going,
right.
Big deal. But we're heading toward the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
And so if any of you snow bunnies out there, you know, want to ski, you better get after it because it's rapidly moving toward ski season winding to an end. We've got some national news, and I'm not going to take the time to enumerate everything, but let's just say lots and lots of states are seeing lots and lots of bills that are wanting to restrict magazine capacity.
Right.
Further the instant background check, the individual-to-individual sale. And it's not just one. I mean, even here in the Lone Star State, House Bill 95 is introduced that will require federal firearms licensees in the state to report any person who is denied a firearm transfer due to prohibition by the National Instant Criminal Background Check. Is that not what it's already doing?
Well, it's supposed to if it's used properly.
Yeah.
It'd be nice, again, that we've had this before, if government agencies would cooperate with each other, too.
Yeah.
Well, the guy was a nut, and he was dishonorably discharged, and we just didn't bother telling anybody. the stuff is there. It's just a whole lot of the system needs to be fixed. Not more restrictions.
You're talking about enforcement.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out my soapbox.
Oh, okay. And it's a big one.
I'm talking about driving. I mean, we both spend a fair amount of time, on the highway. And let me tell you what, God love law enforcement.
Your pacemaker?
and our first responders.
Yeah, right. Bless them.
But they're supposed to be enforcing the no texting.
Right.
Let me tell you what. I mean, my F-250, and I sit high enough where I can see whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put law enforcement in F-250s.
Right.
So they can see what's going on because people are going, and some people will pull up to a stoplight. It's red.
Mm-hmm.
They will leave a car and a half to two car lengths, which will screw up the traffic.
And then they start texting.
And they've got their phone, and it's like immediately, oh, what's Mary? What's Sean doing? It's just absurd.
Yeah. Good looking chicken fried steak you're having for lunch. Yeah, right. All those really important things. But no, because it's just so dangerous. I mean, some states, have it where you can't even talk on your phone.
Right.
But the texting, definitely. And I've had it happen even where the phone rang, to quick look down, it rang, huh? Ah!
Huh.
I mean, because it just takes a millisecond for something to go wrong.
Absolutely. Coming up, something that's coming up that is going to be right, 30th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament will beginning Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. Early registration is underway.
That's a must do. That's the best insurance policy you can buy.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Go to ccatexas.org and sign in. If you forget that, just Google Star Tournament in Texas. This Sunday, the crab trap removal will be wrapped up for 2019, and no reports yet on how many abandoned crab traps have been removed.
But there are always a bunch, aren't there?
Yeah, there always are. It's a great, great program to remove the traps that continue to catch and kill. And, it's just traps that have been forgotten or drug away. Hunting regulations in the Lone Star State, TPWD has released proposed regulations for hunting, saltwater, as well as freshwater. And on the hunting side, most of it deals with doe days. Some of it deals with managed land, deer programs for non-compliant properties where chronic wasting disease, occurs. A 20-inch minimum antler spread in Linn County and a new season for javelina in six counties in the South Plains, plus proof of sex on turkeys in counties where it's only gobblers only or gobblers and bearded hens. So you can go to tpwd.texas.gov, go to hunting for those. We post the regulations as well. On the saltwater side, Everybody's been talking about it for several years now, but extending the 5-fish bag limit on spotted sea trout, that's speckled trout for all of us in Texas, creating a coastwide 5-fish bag limit, requiring the use of non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks when fishing for sharks in state waters, increasing the minimum size limit to 40 inches for cobia, and then, of course, you've got oyster regulations, restoration areas being closed in Galveston, Matagorda, and Copano Bay for two harvest seasons. And we'll save some of the freshwater stuff when we talk to Craig in a bit. Okay. Big change, Lake Conroe, regulation for largemouth bass from a 16-inch minimum, 5-fish daily to a 14-inch minimum and 5-fish daily. And, you know, there's then obviously the discussion we will find more out on Gar.
Yeah, right.
What are you doing? You got anything?
I always have a game warden story.
Oh, do you?
I always like those, yeah.
Sure.
This one caught my eye. Holy King Mackerel! Game wardens in Brazoria County investigating an Operation Game Thief Crime Stopper call about a violation of over-the-daily bag possession limit of King Mackerel made a shocking discovery. The tipster claimed a group of five was stockpiling King Mackerel in a boat storage facility in Freeport. Armed with description of the suspects, vehicles, and boats, wardens began checking vessels near the Freeport jetties, came across a boat that fit the description. The occupants were in possession of King Mackerel in excess to the daily limit, and while escorting them back to the boat ramp, the wardens made contact with the other culprits. The suspects were brought to the commercial boat storage, where wardens gained access to a unit that contained 30 King Mackerel stuffed into a freezer, in addition to the 16 King Mackerel the five fishermen had on board. After lengthy interviews, several citations were written to the five for exceeding their possession limit of King Mackerel, and the cases, of course, included civil restitution.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do that voice anymore?
What's that?
The kingfish, you know.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break.
It was a great show. It was a great
radio
show. It
was a fabulous, fabulous show. And the radio show... You know, the radio show, which I grew up on. I mean, I used to crawl up down by the radio, man.
Right, right.
Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll.
Yeah.
And they were white guys.
Yeah.
Okay, doing the radio show.
Right.
And then, of course, the television,
television show, right.
You know, I would say African-Americans now, right? But which was just hilarious.
Yeah.
It was, it was just so, so funny. And... I mean, it's just another example. It's just a shame. I like trying to find some things like that because I was stereotypical or it was racist or it was this. No, it was a comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just funny.
Absolutely.
And you look at stuff. I thought about doing it, but my daughter would kill me. I still may do it. I try to avoid getting into discussions on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
I really do.
All right, hang on.
But I have a picture of me
yes.
in my clown costume that Dad helped me make when I was in elementary school. Okay.
Right.
70 years ago, friends.
Uh-huh.
But some people would look at it and say it's blackface. Okay? Now, if I post that, does that mean I have to resign office and I can't run for anything else again? What it was a copy of the makeup of the most famous clown that ever lived.
It was?
Emmett Kelly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it was black and white to be able to see his expressions, or really lack thereof.
Yes.
He did the sad clown act.
Sure.
That makeup was... to be able to see his face
right.
from so far down. Because, I mean, he did things. He even did the Fat Stock Show and Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, of course, obviously the circus coming down. He's way down there. But that was what that was. I'm still toying with the idea. I probably just some, you know, but then I'd have to put up with the stupid replies. How dare you? I was seven.
And there's history, and it had nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
Right.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
What we have to do is take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have our Best Bets Outdoor Report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
It is time for the best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and that's brought to you by the 44th Annual Fishing Show. Going fishing? Don't. Not until you've been to the 44th Annual Houston Fishing Show, March 6th through 10. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, and the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water boats, kayaks, and other high-performance bass boats, fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by the fishing experts. Special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited. And the Two of Us Bass Fishing Club on Saturday and Sunday with prizes for each of the youngsters. Don't miss the 44th Annual Houston Fishing Show, Wednesday, March 6th through Sunday, March 10th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com.
That show is where I met the world-famous fly fisherman Lefty Cray.
Yes.
Who is right-handed.
Yes.
Do we know the answer to that question?
You know, I did, but I forgot it.
But I have to get our research department back on that one again. Right. Really great guy.
Right.
Oh, too funny. Anyway, yeah.
What's coming up with our best bets?
Let's do that. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are our two best days of the week. Monday is rated as good. Tuesday slips to fair, but Wednesday is plunging to poor. I'm going to think of it. But that's even worse. But Thursday and Friday are two more fair days. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as good ones. This weekend, on Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours. This Sunday and on Monday, a major time shift occurs, with game becoming active from well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So, look for game to be actively feeding from early to mid-morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday, February the 26th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday through Friday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Saturday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next Sunday, a double tide schedule.
On the coast, here's the good news. Temperatures are starting to warm, but over the next few weeks, we're probably going to be dealing with some wind, which is typical of springtime activities. We've seen freshwater coming down the Calcasieu River into Big Lake, but there's been some good fish caught on the south end. On Sabine, redfish have been good up in the Bessie Heights marsh area. On the south end of Sabine Lake, sheephead and black drum have been good around the jetties on live shrimp, and trout have been good in Lighthouse Cove on the Corkies. East Bay, anglers wading the south shoreline using bass assassins and down south lures have been catching fish. Port O'Connor trout and redfish have been good on gulp over sand and grass in San Antonio Bay. Rockport, the trout have been good in Copano Bay on Corkies while fishing the deeper reefs. Corpus Christi, redfish have been good in potholes on shrimp, while black drum have been good on crab in Packery Channel. And down toward Baffin Bay, black drum are good in the land cut on crabs. South Padre Island, trout are good on the Spoil Islands, channel edges and color changes using DOA shrimp and live shrimp.
Head to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish are good on stinky bait, liver, and frozen shrimp. Fork, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on bladed jigs, spinnerbaits, and weightless cinchos. White bass are good on slabs. Livingston, black bass are good on buzzbaits and crankbaits. Blue cats are good on shrimp. Monticello. Black bass are good on bladed jigs, spinnerbaits, and Texas rig creature baits. Sam Rayburn. Catfish are good on liver and night crawlers. Toledo Bend. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs over brush piles. Shannon Blue Cats are good on liver, night crawlers, and stink bait. Athens. Black bass are good on spinnerbaits. Texas rig craws and shad pattern swim jigs. Crappie are good on the ever-popular minnows. Bass Drop. Black bass are good on pumpkin seed soft plastics and jigs. Belton. Black bass are good on green pumpkin crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. White bass are good on light blue jigs. Crappie are good on minnows under lights at night in 25 feet of water. Channel and Blue Cats are good on night crawlers and hot dogs. Fayette. Black bass are good on green pumpkin spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics. Palestine. Black bass are good on Texas rig creature baits, spinnerbaits, and bladed jigs. Crappie are good on minnows. Richland Chambers. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Tewakinee. Black bass are good on bladed jigs, Texas rig, creature baits, and spinner baits. White bass are good on slabs and minnows. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Texoma, crappie are good on minnows and jigs.
On Texoma, what are crappie good on?
Minnows and jigs. Yeah. Minners, depending on where you're from.
Very good. Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir, black bass fishing is good on football jigs, crankbaits, jigging spoons, and soft plastic. Striped bass are good on slabs, jigging spoons, and ditto that for white bass. Calaveras, striped bass are good on spoons and jigs near the crappie wall and the dam in 15 to 20 feet of water. Choke Canyon Reservoir, little less than 14 feet low and still coming up. Bass have been good on pumpkin seed, soft plastic worms and lizards and flipping jigs in the grass. Lake Brownwood, white bass are good on little fishies and crawdad crankbaits. Coleman, channel catfish good on stink bait and frozen shrimp. And a water level update on OH Ivy still coming up. It's only 16.41 feet low. Lots of water.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country Canyon. Striped bass are good trolling white striper jigs and vertically jigging perch minnows and spoiler shads. LBJ, black bass are good on watermelon worms, PBJ colored jigs, and green pumpkin tubes. Travis, black bass are good and still high, almost a foot high still. Black bass are good on green pumpkin worms, chrome spoons, and fire tiger crankbaits in 15 to 35 feet of water. White bass are good on minnows, white grubs, and chrome spoons.
On the hunting scene this weekend on Sunday, February 24, statewide quail season ends. So does the four Rio Grande Valley counties season for Chakalaka and the fall Rio Grande turkey season in Brooks, Kennedy, Kleberg, and Willacy counties. Light goose conservation season continues in both the east and west zone until March 4. Then our year-round season, south zone javelina season, and the open counties for squirrel through August 31.
Is that where that song came from?
What?
I always wonder. Boom chakalaka laka, boom chakalaka laka. Now I know. I always wondered where that lyric came from.
Where you been, on or off the road? What have you been driving?
Well, nothing. I mean, I have been, but that's not it. I'm going to do a little report real quick from the Chicago Auto Show because it's new stuff. Last week, I did mention that Ram 1500 multifunction tailgate, which
yes.
is crazy cool.
Right.
You know, it goes up and down like a regular tailgate, but then it has doors on it, and it opens 60-40, and they configured that so you can open it while you've still got a trailer, like a horse trailer hooked to it.
Sure.
You can open it up. It's really kind of neat. But as far as the new stuff, the 2020 Chevy Silverado HD, well, these are all cool. Ford, though a company has worked with them, brought back the Harley-Davidson F-150, a company called Tuscany, really slick. GMC previewed their 2020 Sierra HD. The 2019 Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. These are things you need to be looking for, friends. The 2019 Ram 2500 HD Mopar. The Ram Chassis Cab. Now, for those of you that got the big bucks, so we're going up to the, you know, the 3500s, 4500s, these things. There are 350, 450, 550. And some models, but these guys, they have more zeros. So it's 3500, 4500, 5500. They've got a 5500 Chassis Cab Limited.
What?
So what you need is a $120,000 chassis cab to pull your $110,000 horse trailer, and they brought that out in the show.
Right.
So there's this thing, which is like a living room, you know, a big leather living room, and this 100,000-plus horse trailer on the back of it. And, of course, the crowd went wild. Toyota, the Heritage Edition of their justly famous Land Cruiser for 2020, and the Sequoia, which is a you know wonderful SUV for 2020. For those that want to be more daring, they have a TRD Pro version of that. So
okay.
These are all getting ready to come out.
Cool.
So take a peek.
All right, we're going to take a peek at a commercial break. When we come back, Craig Bonds, Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Inland Fisheries Director, will be joining us.
Carter's Country Outdoor Stores are a longtime Texas tradition because we've been doing this for 50-plus years with our world-famous low prices and the USFA's largest selection of guns, ammo, and hunting stuff, including Nikon scopes and binoculars. Nikon's finest optics at affordable prices. Right now, you can save big bucks on Nikon Pro Staff and Buckmaster rifle scopes with instant savings. Plus, your new Nikon rifle scope can be mounted while you wait by our experienced specialist at all four Carter's Country Outdoor Stores.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors who care for everyone. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and joining us is Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director, Craig Bonds. Craig, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Good to be with y'all.
Thank you.
Absolutely. A lot going on, and let me start off with the fact that Mother Nature, the good Lord, has blessed us with some rains. And it seems as though even more of our lakes, even out to West Texas, where ivy has picked up about 20 feet of water, Choke Canyon in South Texas coming up, you must have a big smile on your face because that bodes well for what you and your team does, right?
Well, a wet year typically does bode well for fishing in Texas. We're kind of on the line where it can be either wet or it can be in a drought scenario. And as a fisheries manager, we'd always rather be on the wet side of things.
Yeah, I love it up because I've got a place in the hill country. But when you catch some people going, man, I wish this rain had stopped. And I said, do you remember the last 5-year drought? You know, come on, man.
You can't wish for that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you just from a general standpoint. When you've had a lake like an ivy or a choke canyon that's been down, lots of brush comes up and then is flooded, lots of cover for our game fish, but typically isn't there a pretty good shad hatch of forage bait fish that comes along and further helps the resource?
Absolutely. Typically you get an overall productivity boost. So you have a prey fish abundance increase, and then the sport fish follow along behind that. And so, interestingly, you know, last year with our expanded Toyota ShareLunker program, where folks could enter their catches of fish over 8 pounds just in through a phone app or a website and then release the fish at the boat, OHIV was among the top 5 ShareLunker producing lakes in 2018 with 17 entries. And I'll remind your listeners that these are entries of 8 pounds and larger, not necessarily the fish that were entered into our selective spawning program.
Yeah, and that goes year-round from January 1 through December 31.
Correct.
Okay, you brought it up. You've got a year under your belt with this new program, new format for the ShareLunker. Any tweaking? What was your overall assessment of year one? And, you know, we're almost two-thirds of the way through the legacy class for 2019. What are we looking at?
Well, we were extremely pleased with the participation from 2018. All of our objectives for a revamped program were met, and we had 486 Lunker bass entered into the program from 89 lakes across the state, which just goes to show that within a short drive, most people, most anglers in Texas have a really legitimate chance of catching a bass over 8 pounds almost throughout the state. It's really a testament to the fisheries management and the skill of our anglers across the state.
Looking at notes that I've got, you've got some regulations that have been proposed, some changes that are up for discussion. You know, kind of looks like maybe some housekeeping on Lake Conroe, where the 16-inch minimum is now going to be 14-inch, still with a 5-fish daily bag limit. But anything before we get to the GAR, and we want to talk about that, but anything regulatory-wise on any of our lakes that jumps out that our listeners really need to be focusing on?
Well, as you mentioned, the Lake Conroe the proposal to go just to the statewide 14-inch minimum length limit there. Lake Conroe is the last remaining lake that had the 16-inch minimum length limit. And, you know, our fisheries managers took a really close look at the modeling of the bass population there. And they can say that there would be a very minimal impact on fishing quality and numbers of fish over 16 inches with this change. And it's just a further effort to kind of simplify our bass fishing regulations around the state, especially in the era of when voluntary catch and release is so prominent.
Yeah, Craig, this is Harold, and as Bill has warned you, I'm in charge of the silly questions department of our show.
Yeah, sure.
But something I haven't asked you in a while, because people always ask me, and I go, you know, I forget. But when you say something like at the Freshwater Center and we have, you know, 18,495 fry, who counts? How do you come up with those numbers? I mean, people keep asking me, and I keep forgetting. I know I've had the answer before, but how do we create those numbers?
Well, as far as the number of fry that then go out into our grow-out ponds, and then as those ponds are harvested and then stocked out into the state of Texas, mm-hmm. most of those counts are done on either a volumetric or a subsampling basis. So a lot of those numbers are just extrapolated from smaller samples. A lot of times you can take a small sample, weigh it, and then count the number of fish within a certain mass or a certain water volume, and then you can just extrapolate out from there.
Are you shaking your head at me or at my question?
Do you understand now?
Yeah, duh. But no, yeah, but it, you know, you picture some guy standing there going, one.
Yes,
two.
I know where
okay.
you're going.
Yeah, but that, I appreciate the answer, Craig. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. What is the deal on Ivy with, not Ivy, Alan Henry out west on the Alabama bass? Would you just address that?
Sure, you bet. So in 1996, some Alabama spotted bass at the time were introduced into Lake Allen Henry when it was newly opened, and the fisheries managers at that time knew that the lake would probably likely fluctuate. It was deep and had the habitat that spotted bass would do well in. The lake did not have any spotted bass in it, and at that time Alabama spotted bass were a subspecies, and we knew that they would provide some good angling opportunities, and they have. But right now, they're currently managed in tandem with largemouth bass, with a exception to the statewide that's a little bit more restrictive. And what we've seen is a lot of the anglers out there at Lake Allen Henry would prefer to harvest some more Alabama bass, which have been elevated to full species status, and it's the only lake in Texas where they exist. And we just thought that, why have an exception to a statewide limit for one lake? Why not just leave it as the statewide 14-inch minimum length limit and allow some folks an opportunity to harvest some Alabama bass, but yet, you know, try to keep protecting that valuable large fish fishery for largemouth bass out there. It's really just further trying to simplify our regulations.
There you go. That's a great point. And listen, at that, we need to take a break, so we're at the mid portion of the program. Craig, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director Craig Bonds right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News.
I am Tracy Claypack. Jeff and I have been farming for about 38 years. Our boys came in to farm with us in 06, and Capital Farm Credit was able to work with us and help us. My husband and boys are farming land that they have farmed for the last four generations. Capital Farm Credit has been there for us. They actually know what farmers need. Our future plans are to continue working with Capital Farm Credit and make our future better.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director Craig Bonds. Craig, proposed regulation changes moving to something with, I guess, the I guess your department's a new poster fish, the beautiful alligator gar. But we've got some proposed changes on the Trinity River, but then we've got a statewide. Why don't you address, let's address the Trinity River situation first, and then we'll go to the statewide proposed change.
Sure. So there's two components to the alligator gar regulatory proposal package, and two of those address the Trinity River specifically. One would be a 4-foot maximum length limit for alligator gar harvest on the Trinity River from I-30 down to Interstate 10. So pretty much the full length of the main stem of the Trinity. So in other words, a maximum length limit means that any fish over longer than 4 feet would have to be immediately released and could not be retained. The one fish per day bag limit would still be in place for fish less than 4 feet. And then the second component of that would be a potential limited entry random draw system that would enable a set number of limited take opportunities for fish over 4 feet.
All right,
in that system.
Gotcha. Last week we had Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor Matt Williams, and he raised a question that we're going to pass on to you. Has some of your sampling surveys of alligator gar or reports from the area biologist shown that there has been a decline or excessive pressure on the upper size limit of fish?
Well, the best available science that we have as far as a population and harvest estimates are for the middle stretch from about Highway 31 down to Lake Livingston, and that really is one of the primary reaches for trophy alligator gar fishing, both by bow and by rod and reel. And what our assessment was back in 2011 when we looked was that we had about 8,300 fish above a certain size that say about 3 feet or so in that stretch, and the annual harvest rate was in the neighborhood of about 2-4%. But that is a snapshot in time when we looked. And of course, we always with science and fisheries, you know, things could change over time. There's always a little bit of uncertainty there, and our commission has repeatedly expressed to us that they would rather us act out of an abundance of caution, act proactively to try to conserve that fishery.
Hey, Craig, I'm sorry, Bill. And, you know, it's no place like Texas, so we're talking about obviously our Texas waters with gar. I know they're in Louisiana. What is, I'm going to say their range. Where all do you find gar? Is it predominantly in the South?
Yes, their native range is mainly the lower Mississippi and Gulf Coast, lower Mississippi River drainage and Gulf Coast. And so they're adapted to slow-moving rivers, low gradient. They really only reproduce when rivers get out of their banks and flood these back floodplains and tributaries. And they don't successfully reproduce every year in rivers. Matter of fact, in the Trinity River, we've done a really good assessment of their spawning success, and we've noted that only in the past two decades we've had two strong year classes produced, once in 2007 and then again in 2015. Now, they may get some minor spawns off, like in, say, a wet year in 2010 and some a little bit in 2016, but really two strong year classes produced in two decades. Now, that is different than most sport fishes in Texas, but alligator gar are so long-lived that they're adapted to those types of conditions.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, how long, I mean, these larger fish are really quite old. What is the life, I mean, the expected lifespan of these larger fish? And when you get up to the upper size limits, these are some of that older class fish, right?
Absolutely. Now, alligator gar, we have collected several individuals over 50 years old in Texas waters. And we aged the world record fish that was collected out of the Mississippi River at 95 years old. So they have great longevity. And so to give you an idea of kind of how old they are on average at certain sizes, you know, female alligator gar who get a little bit larger and grow a little bit quicker at first, you know, at 4 feet, they average about age two. At 5 feet, they average about age eight. At 6 feet, they average about 16 years old. And, you know, over 7 feet, those fish are 20 to 50 years old.
Wow. All right, real quick, because I've got other things I want to get to, but we need to go ahead and address the statewide proposed change for alligator gar. Real quick, what do we have there?
So two components that would affect statewide. One is a nighttime bow fishing ban for alligator gar. And this would be an additional proactive measure that the commission wanted us to put out for public comment. And then the last component would be a mandatory harvest reporting requirement. So statewide, any alligator gar that's harvested, anglers would be required to report that harvest through either a phone app or our website within 24 hours. It's very similar to the requirement for eastern turkey.
Ah, okay, gotcha. All right, moving to other challenges, and the two that come to mind, giant salvinia and zebra mussel. I read a report that we had here on Texas Outdoor News maybe a couple of weeks ago that due to flooding and some freezes, giant salvinia on Caddo has been knocked back. Are y'all starting to win the battle against that invasive species?
We do have some positive information on that front. If we have some cool weather and cold weather during the wintertime, it really knocks back giant salvinia. On the other hand, it also kind of does hamper our biocontrol measures. We have a USDA-approved weevil that only feeds on giant salvinia that we use, but it also gets knocked back in cold weather, so we kind of hit the reset button sometimes. But that what that allows us to do is get on the plant as it reemerges and starts to grow and spread in the early spring. We primarily use contractors out there to spray giant salvinia. Just to give you an idea, since September 1 of 2017, contractors through us, they've treated over 18,000 acres of giant salvinia across, say, 20 or so Texas lakes.
Gotcha. Okay, with that, it seems as though you've got a management plan and at least something to slow the spread of it. When it comes to zebra mussel, it seems like every few weeks or at least a few months, we're seeing another reservoir that has been infected with zebra mussel. Any inroads there on trying to curb that growth?
Well, at least the rate of spread has slowed considerably. In the fall of 2018, from our water samples collected, we did not have any new infestations to report, which is the first time we've been able to say that in many years.
Okay.
But just as a recap for your listeners, we have over 15 lakes in five different river basins in Texas that are fully infested, and another six lakes that we consider positive. In other words, zebra mussel adults or their larvae have been detected more than one occasion. So they're becoming more widespread across Texas, and we just want to continue to remind our boaters out there, whether it's recreational anglers, waterfowlers, or water skiers, enthusiasts, to just clean, drain, and dry those boats in between trips to the lake.
I knew you were going to get that in.
Yeah, and it needs to be said, too, doesn't it?
It really does. We got about a minute before we need to end this interview portion, but anything that's just a real hot button for you that you want to let our listeners or let folks know that the department's dealing with?
Yes, please just, I want your listeners to know that for these regulatory packages, I know that some are generating quite a bit of interest, and we just want to remind folks to please provide their comments to us. There are a number of ways that they can do that. We will be having a Facebook Live webinar to cover the regulations. We'll have public hearings around the state, and those have been published with a news release on our website. For the GAR, we have public hearings in Conroe, Athens, San Antonio, and Livingston. And then online, most of our comments these days are coming through the public comment portal on our website, and that'll be available through March 19th, or they can come to our Wednesday, March 20th commission meeting in Austin and make their opinions known. And we definitely want folks to provide their opinions on each of the various different proposals.
Very good. Craig, as always, outstanding update. We appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News.
You bet. Happy to be with y'all.
Thank you, Craig. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
To celebrate the Jeep President's Day event, we're creating our own motorcade of the most awarded, best-selling SUV brand ever to hit the road and explore what lies beyond it. Leading the procession is Jeep Wrangler, American legend, and the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Following close is Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever, and versatile Jeep Compass with its class-leading technology and connectivity. And rounding it all out is Jeep Cherokee with its nimble 31 mpg highway. But great deals on this motorcade will be coming to an end soon. So hurry in today to the Jeep President's Day event. The Jeep brand and Jeep Grand Cherokee have received more awards over their lifetime than any other SUV or SUV brand. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, Auto Knowledge, EPA estimated 4-cylinder, 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go! Through Sunday, February 24th, the Austin RV Show at the Austin Convention Center, obviously in Austin. For info, austinrvexpo.com. Banquets and stuff, February 26th, Gilmer Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Gilmer. For reservation info, 903 843-2555. March 6th to 10th, the 44th annual Houston Fishing Show at the George R. Brown Convention Center. This was a wonderful show. HoustonFishingShow.com. Also on the 10th, Bill wants everybody to know. Spring Forward. Okay. Yes. March 10th, Daylight Savings Time begins at 2 a.m. I am not going to get up at 2 a.m. and change my clock, Olson. Anyway, go to one of these great events we've just talked about. Oh, and don't forget to change the clock also in your new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Then take that new Ford truck over to Carter's Country. This is coming up in my column, by the way, in Texas Outdoors Journal in March, the new Ruger Magnum rifles, their precision rifle line, and Carter's has one of them now, the 338 Lapua. And friends, you want to kill a squirrel at 1,000 yards, this is the gun that you need. $1,799.97 right now. An amazing rifle. But AR fans, load up. The Diamondback 5.56 AR, A3 flat top, aluminum upper lower adjustable stock, the works, quad rail, only $599.97. Springfield Saint AR, loaded to the gills, $799.97. For practice out there, the Ruger, the Federal Premium Target Pistol Ammo, 9mm, only $9.97 a box. Need a shotgun? Great value on the Stoger P3000 Defense Pump, $259.97. Concealed carry, wrote about this one too, fabulous. The new Mossberg MC1 Subcompact, 9mm, only $379.97. Just some of the great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
We want to thank our guest, Craig Bonds, Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director, as he requested. You know, if you got a comment, go to their website, reach out to them. They want to hear what we have to say.
Yeah, they do, and that's your chance. You can't sit around and whine. Well, we should have said something. Well, then do it. Okay? They want to hear from you, okay?
Absolutely.
Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a listing of all of our wonderful stations, plus all of our shows are archived. So you go, what'd they say? You can go on that site and play it. Or like us on YouTube. All the shows are on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We're out there, friends, so you can't say, well, I couldn't find you. Yeah, you can, all right? Remember, be safe out there, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.